I'm Rick Steves. This is Travel with Rick Steves. We're speaking with Carolina Miranda. We're talking about Peru. Carolina is one of the authors of the Lonely Planet Guidebook to Peru. Carolina, you mentioned the people are all chewing coca leaves, men, women, young and old. What's the story with coca leaves?
Coca is, it's a type of plant that is native to the Andes that is serves as a mild stimulant, probably on the level of coffee or a good strong cup of tea. The locals chew it with a little bit of lime and basically go sucking on the leaves throughout the course of the day, mainly to ward off hunger a little bit, but also to help their bodies acclimate to the high altitude. I mean, the area around Lake Titicaca is a staggering 12,500 feet above sea level. So this is an area that's pretty tough on the body. And this is the leaf that is used to make cocaine, because people arrive in Peru and they think that by chewing coca, they're going to get high the way they would if they do cocaine. That's not the case at all. Coca is ground up into a paste, and then it goes through this process involving kerosene, and that is cocaine, and that is the illegal drug. So the leaf that people are chewing in the Andes is just the pure leaf. It hasn't been processed. But you will see locals with the little pouch in their mouth, and so often in indigenous and pre-Columbian ceramics, like if you see a figure that has one cheek bigger than the other, that denotes that that figure's chewing coca.
And for the average tourist, if you want to have the coca experience, it would probably be with tea in a tea house?
With tea. Yeah, they serve it in most places. You can buy it at supermarkets in tea bags.
All right.
And it really helps with acclimatization.
Carolina, let's just finish with a moment on Lake Titicaca that really puts you in a timeless situation. What have you experienced where you don't even know what century you're in?
I think the most incredible moment was standing on the Uros Island. The family that I stayed with had built this little observation tower. It was literally just like a few planks of wood with a ladder that led up to it. And the sun was starting to set over the lake, and you could hear the birds rustling around in the reeds. And I could look into the distance and just see nothing but floating islands all around me. And there was this real sense of, what time am I in? Where am I? You know, what is this incredible, magical place? It's definitely an experience I would recommend to anybody who's willing to spend the night on a floating island.